I just begin to wonder and think of maybe because there's not too many healed, I see them out in there in the audience, maybe they're already healed. I just be reverent. All right. Good evening, sister. You believe with all your heart, lady. Now, you and I are strangers, aren't we? Don't know you. You don't know me? Is this our first time meeting? It is. We don't know each other, but God knows both of us. He's known me since I was born. He's known you since you were born. And I believe He loves us both because we're both Christians. And you being a Christian sister, and I a Christian brother, and you've heard the remarks that someone has made about this, and there's no doubt that there's something wrong with you, and you come to me as God's servant, your brother, to help you along to believe more in Jesus. Is that right? That is right. Well, if I can do anything for you, I'll be very happy to do it. And the only thing that I could do would be ask God to let you get well. And then if God would do something now more than what He's already done, He's already paid the price for your healing. But you're just trying to learn how to write the check for your healing. Well, now, if He might do something that would speak to you of something that has been, that it had to be the spirit of prophecy or a gift of the word of knowledge that would go back down through your life's journey and find something down through there and bring it back to your memory, then you'd say that would be something that you know comes supernaturally. Now, as I said a few moments ago, you being a Christian, I know you're a Christian, or your spirit wouldn't be welcome. You've noticed each night and in the lines and everywhere, a sinner is always called. It won't embrace sin at all. You're my first patient to talk to, my first sister tonight on the platform, not a patient, but the first one that I would talk to. And after being preaching the way I was, it takes just a little time for the anointing to move on me. And you're aware that it's near, don't you? Yeah. And now when you said that, you felt it more than ever, didn't you? It's coming down onto you now. Now between you and I comes a real hazy light. I see you now, sister. Yes. You have an arthritis, don't you, sister? Sometimes it gets worse than others. I see you with kind of a lightish-looking dress on, and you was walking somewhere, and you were just kind of a limping, like you had to sit down and rest. It was in a yard or something. It looked like there's a lot of grass and trees around. I see also that you have a gallbladder trouble too, don't you? I see the examiner say, "My, you've had operation too, haven't you, sister?" More, yeah, you've had two or three, four, five, six. You've had six operations, is that right? Yes, sir. All right, come here and be healed, sister. Our Heavenly Father, a merciful God, grant the healing of my sister standing here. May she, Lord God, be made well tonight. As I bless her in the name of thy holy child, Jesus, may she go from this platform and be a well woman in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe me? If I tell you that you're going to be well, you believe it? You are. God bless you, Lord. Let's say praise the Lord. Look at her walking now. She's already healed. Let's bless the Lord. All right. Bring the next lady. Good evening, lady. You believe with all your heart? You're trying to, aren't you, sister? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Well, do not fear. You're surprising yourself. There's been a time in your life, lady, where you've been hindered. There's been many things that's bothered you. You're a tubercular case, aren't you? You suffer with tubercular. And you've had lots of trouble. You have. And you've tried to have faith. Say, you belong to the holiness people, the Pentecostal people or something. Isn't that right? I've seen you in this service where you're rejoicing. And you're embarrassed sometimes when you're trying to, you cough a whole lot, and many times you pretend that it's something else instead of trying to admit that it's tubercular. You won't have to do that no more, lady. This is going to be the hour for you to be healed. Come here. You believe me as God's servant, Almighty God, author of life. Give grace to our sister tonight. Seeing her heart breaking down here, you going back in there, pulling out things of her life. Satan, I come in the representative name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You've hid from doctrine all, but you can't hide from God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon this woman and ask for her healing. Come out of her. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Go, sister. Testify and glorify God. Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, that's the way I like to see the people come. Faith. Come like Mary did. Lord, even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. No matter what it is. All right, bring the lady. All right, everyone reverent now and believe with all your heart. Audience, if you could only know how this feels here right now. What a feeling. Grace, grace, amazing grace. It just looks to me now, of course I'm standing here in the anointing chair. It just looks to me that every person in the building could just raise up and be healed. That's the way it looks to me, right? Now, try to hold back just a few minutes if you can, see? That's awful to say that. But just try so that these along here can get a view. Maybe first-time people here, have faith now. Believe just now that Jesus is going to make you well. Be accepting it. And pray, have faith. How do you do, lady? Now, everyone reverent, are we strangers? We're strangers. I don't remember if I ever seen you. And, well, there's... If there's anything that's wrong with you, well, I'll have to have some way of finding out some way. Now, that wouldn't heal you if I could know what was wrong with you. It wouldn't heal you, but it might give you encouragement. You're wondering what I'm going to say. I'm not reading your... Yes, I guess it is. That's right. I don't mean to say it. I just knew what you were thinking of then because it come to me. Now, you know that's true, isn't it? You're wondering what I was going to say. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say. Your trouble is a freak case. It's hard to understand. It's some kind of a gland or a tube in your body has collapsed. Isn't that right? And I say it's from your ear to your throat. How about that? Is that right? Go. Jesus Christ has made you well. You can do that. God bless you, sister. Let's say praise the Lord. Just faith, that's all. I've seen that laying like a tube open up like that, coming down the side of her face. Oh, how wonderful! How amazing! No wonder he said, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Have faith. Believe now, and God will bring it to pass. Do you believe it? What about all of you along the line there? Believing with all your heart? How about out here? You believing? All right. Just keep having faith. God will bring it to pass. Everybody be reverent. Good evening, lady. A timid spirit. That's the kind usually that kind of a little timid type. Don't have too much to say. Deep thinker. Always planning things ahead. Usually never happens that way, old. But you had some good teaching. You've had many sorrows too, haven't you, lady? Had a great scare once in your life, too. Something seemed like when you was a schoolgirl. I believe it was a dog or something. I see something bark or go on and you jump. Scream is just a little child, and down comes life coming down. Recently you've been real nervous. Oh yes, here's something else moving up. Sister, I'm sorry. Yes, I believe you know it. Cancer. And come here just a moment. I want you to take a look at my hand. I want you to take your hand here and lay it on mine. Look at my hand, how it turns there. See that? See those white things running across my hand? That's the life of the cancer. I'm going to take my hand off. Now they cease. Now I put my hand on. It's not there, is it? Put your other hand here on. Not there. You're just as much human in this hand as you are in this hand, aren't you? The same hand. Same person. Now just change your hands back again, this one here. Now look, come in there. See what it is? Now watch it just as I hold it there a moment. Watch the hand. See that swelling? Turning dark. Little white things running over the top of it. Is that right? If it is, raise this hand so the audience will know it's true. Now just take your hand off of mine, just easily. There they go. Now I put my hand on there. They're not, are they? Well, I'm just as human as you. See, I want you to notice it isn't the position that the hand is in. Now, put this one back here. See? Now, it isn't positionally the way the hand is. It's just the same. Is that right? Now, I've told you the truth, haven't I, lady? And now you see the truth has been told you by a vision that something physically here is vindicating that it's true also. Now, I can't make that leave you. Only your faith can. But this is going to be something, because you're the type of person that tries to believe. But you're this, I don't know just how to explain, you know what I'm trying to speak of, your type of person, timid, backward. And it's just something, you want to believe, but you try to make yourself, push yourself to think. But that won't work, see. It's just got to be a settled faith, like your mother would have told you when you was a little girl, darling, I'll get you a new dress Saturday night. You look forward to it, see. You look forward to getting that new dress. I just look the same thing to God to heal you. Just settle. Just, He's your Heavenly Father. Your mother might not be able to carry out that obligation, but God's able to carry out everything He promises you, see. Now, look at my hand now since it's been on there a little bit. Now watch, when you raise your hand now, my hand will remain like that for a few moments. Now you see a few moments ago when your hand just laid there a little bit, and it went, you took the hand off, my hand turned normal just away. Now I move your hand, now watch how long it stays there. Look here. There it goes. See what I mean? I just lay your hand right back again. So the palm will hit on. There it comes. Is it coming again? There it is. It's swelling again, turning black. All right. Look, lady, I want you to come this way just a minute. So that to make your faith. Now, in your case, it's going to take a challenge. And the challenge is going to be, is going to have to command that to go out. Now, if I have to rule it out by my own faith, for God has promised me that if I be sincere, it can leave you now, and you'll know it. But now, where it will stay away from you, that's different. Because when the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walks in dry places. Then he returns back. Is that right? And if the good man of the house isn't there to hold him off, he'll come in. Now, what we're trying to get is more strength in the good man of your house, which is faith. Is that right? Now, if you can look at here now and see that by revelation and by something physically actually showing on your hand, on my hand rather, that something's happening, you notice how it goes in waves like that. Now, audience, I don't know whether you can see it or not. Watch it. Now, there it is. See, come now, watch it. Now, that's moving away, you see. Now, here it comes again. Look, there it is. See it? Watch it go. Listen to that. Just a moment. Don't stand up. See there. Now, can you see it? Can you see it? Now, watch. Now, there it goes. Here it comes again. Look at it. There we come. There we go. Now, what is that? That's a malignant growth laying there, alive, a demon, hideous, dark. And that thing knows. See, she's a lady, me a man, we're both human. She's got a spirit that's trying to believe, and there's something on here that does believe. And the only thing is get her faith up to a place to where she really does believe. It has to leave. It has to leave. It knows that. And if it leaves, then if her faith will stay there, he'll take it out. You watch, I see the blind come to the platform and receive their sight and read the Bible. 2 or 3 days come back just as blind as he ever was. So how lasting is divine healing? Just as long as faith is. How lasting is salvation? Just as long as faith remains. Is that right? All right. If God can make it leave here, he can keep it away. The same faith. Now look at my hand there now. Now I want you to watch my hand here. Let me, so I can, let the audience, I see my hand. I want you to look here. I'll put my hand on there, right this way so you can see. See how smooth it looks? White. Now take this hand, lady. Now lay this hand on there. See how smooth and white? See how? Just as smooth and white as it can be. Now I put my hand on. Now watch when I lay this hand here on. I lay this hand right here, lady. Now look at there. So you see them big white things running there? That's the life of that cancer. Now it's scared. It knows it's going to have to leave if her faith will only believe. Now look, lady. Now the look at that in there. See how it faded? That's a female disorder too hitting there also. You knew that? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So you've had troubles, haven't you, lady? You've had operations for growth before, too, haven't you? All right. Now, I want you, the patient, to come near. I want to station my hand here somewhere so it'll take all doubt and everything. I want you to watch my hand, sister dear. I want you, don't you close your eyes. You watch my hand. I'm going to have the audience because this time the thing has to be run out. I may be, by God's grace and by my faith, it will go. But you're truly sure that something's happened, haven't you? It's there, it shows it physically. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. First thing, you've been a stranger of me telling you of your life and of what was wrong with you. Here it is showing here, that's two witnesses. If it stays, the only thing I can say, sister dear, is God have mercy. You won't have much longer to be here. But if it goes, you're going to live. Now, I want you to believe with me, and I'll pray and ask God if he'll heal you and let it go. If that stops, it's gone. If it doesn't stop, it's not gone. Now, that's being honest with you, isn't it, as a lady, my sister. All right, now, audience, I remember this. I get this as a warning. You keep your head bowed until you hear me say, raise your head. For this is not, now if I asked it to go and it would go, all right. But when you have to put it out, it's molested. Now I want to ask you something, ministers. Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Is that right? They shall cast out. Now I don't say that it can. But the woman will know if it does. She'll know it, feel it, know it when it leaves. If it doesn't, the woman can't live much longer. Now, lady, you watch and be believing. Be believing that what's talking to you now comes from the Spirit of God. All right, by your heads, inside and out. Now, I want you to watch. You be the judge. Now, see, you're the one's got the cancer. It can't bother you no more. See? I'm going to try to lay my hand somewhere. Now, see how that color it is? Now, look at this hand here. I'll try not to move my hand at all. Our Heavenly Father, I'm not doing this to act smart, Father. You know my heart. I'm only doing this that this poor woman standing here, young woman, much life left, but she's in a serious condition. And I ask Thee to be merciful to her. Grant, Lord, that she can be made well. She wants to live like all of us. We all want to live. And she's trying hard. And now, dear God, poor little timid thing, I realize that people maybe with a few minor troubles will live an ordinary life with them. But we realize that with this cancer, she can't live much longer without your help. And I pray, God, that you'll help and help my faith, Lord, to believe with all my heart and send the power and the anointing of your angel. That the blood of Christ will stand between me and this enemy. And now Satan, called cancer, I come in this dual faith, professing solemn faith in Jesus Christ, claiming a divine gift that was ministered to me by an angel of God the hour I was born in this world, which has been vindicated throughout the world. And you know all about him. And this woman comes tonight for help. And I come in this channel of faith and a challenge. I claim you can't hold this woman any longer. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Thou demon, come out of the woman. Everyone reverent is still holding her. She's watching my hand. It's still there, isn't it, sister? Before I open my eyes. Everyone reverent, be in prayer. Almighty God, author of life, you deliver a good gift. You promised us, Lord. I believe you. Oh, hear my prayer. Answer thy servant, Lord. Give her something to our sister. She's trying to believe, Lord. Grant it. Thou demon, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out from the woman. Now, everyone, there it goes. Keep your head bowed everywhere. There it goes, lady. Now, before I open my eyes, you watching my hand. It's left, has it? My hand's turned back normal, is that right? The lady, the patient, I'm asking you to speak. Yes. All right, open your eyes, everyone, before I do. I want you to look at my hand. Something's happened, hasn't it, sister? What you think has happened? You're healed, is right, sister. Now watch your audience. See my hand? Now take your hand off. Put this one here on. Now put this one on. Now put this one on. Something has happened, hasn't it, sister? You know that physically looking, is that right? Look, audience. Same hand. same position, same place everywhere. Is that right? Something happened, hasn't it? You're healed, sister. Go off the platform and join. Everybody be just reverent as you can. You're the patient, aren't you? All right, sister dear. You believe with all your heart? Believe that God is sure to make you well? You do. Now, what do you think about this all? You believe it's the strength power of the Almighty God? You couldn't be nothing else. Well, you've been suffering with a nervous trouble for a long time? You haven't been well for a long time. Another thing, you've got, oh yes, you've got something wrong in your back, haven't you, lady? I believe something wrong with one of the discs in your back, isn't that right? Is that true? Come here. Do you believe me as God's prophet? Our Heavenly Father, I ask for the healing of my sister tonight as I lay hands up on her in the name of Jesus Christ. May this demon turn her loose. Come out of her. Now, scoot yourself over. All right, here she is with a dislocated spine, back. God bless you, sister. You're healed. Go off the platform rejoicing. Let's say praise the Lord. You believe me, sister? God bless you. I never will forget. I believe you're the first colored lady that's come on the platform since I have been here in the meeting. I never forget a thing that happened one time in Jonesboro, Arkansas. A colored girl coming through the crowd crying, blind. And I prayed for her back in the back of the building. Many of you have heard the testimony, haven't you? Poor thing. No one was paying any attention to her. And she was coming on. I was standing out there trying to get in. That 28,000 people had banked the place. And I was trying to get into the building. Been a lady here with a cancer. They said she was dead. I don't know. I think she's in a coma. But I remember when she bumped into me, she said, "Excuse me." And I said, "What do you want?" She said, "I've lost my father." She said, "I can't find him, and I was blind, sir." And I said, "Where are you from?" She said, "Memphis." And I said, looked over there and I seen a bunch of chartered buses. I was at Jonesboro. I looked and seen that chartered bus and sitting there. I seen one of them said, "Memphis." I said, "What are you doing over here?" She said, "I come over to see the healer." And I said, "The what?" She said, "The healer, nobody there. 8 days, that's where I sat at the platform for 4 days and nights without even leaving the platform praying for the sick. I slept at the platform, eat at the platform, what I eat." I said, "Do you believe that to be true?" She said, "Yes, sir." And I said, "Well, as many fine doctors as we got," she said, "sir, when I was a little girl, I had a cataract come on my eye. The doctor told me when they got ripe," I don't know what she meant by that, "they'd take them out. And said, now they've wrapped around the optical nerve of my eye. If they pull the cataract out, they'd take my eyes out." And she said, "I heard on the radio this morning, a man up here from Kennett, been blind 12 years, received his sight." That's what happened that morning. She said, "I come to see if I could see the man. And said, they tell me I can't even get near the place. And said, I've lost my father. And I'm blind and nobody will help me to the bus." And I said, "Do you believe about that angel?" She said, "Yes, sir." And she said, I said, "You believe that that man had prayed for you to get well?" She said, "I'll tell you what you do. If you'll take me by the hand and lead me to where he's at, I'll be able to find my father then." That was too much for me. I said, "Do you believe that's true?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Perhaps I'm the one you're supposed to see." And she grabbed me. She said, "Are you the healer?" I said, "No, ma'am. I'm Brother Branham." I said, "Jesus is the healer." She said, "Brother Branham, don't pass me. Poor blind girl standing there." And I said, "Sure I wouldn't, sister. I'm sure God won't." And I never will forget, I took her by the hand. And I said, "Lord Jesus, some 1900 years ago, there was an old rugged cross come dragging down through the streets of Jerusalem, dragging out the bloody footprints of the barrier. His poor little thin body, frail, fell under the load.
of Jesus Christ, receive your healing, Mother. Walk at that time and be made well. Amen. God bless you. Go rejoice in you. Diabetes.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Go and be made well, my brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, bring it over here. All right, sister. Yes? You believe? All right. You keep that tumor when it passes. Now, you send it to me. God bless you, sister. Let's say praise the Lord. Come, sister. Do you believe? Wouldn't you like to be rid of that asthma?
Yes.
Go breathe in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord. Come, lady. Do you believe, sister? You like to get rid of that heart trouble, wouldn't you? Go receive your healing in the name of the Lord. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. You believe? How do you do, sister? Do you believe me as God's prophet? You'd like to be rid of that cancer, wouldn't you? Go and be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's it, friend. Believe. What do you think sitting there, sister? Do you believe with all your heart? You like to get rid of that back trouble, wouldn't you? Walk off the platform the other way. You're healed. God bless you. That's the way to believe it. Now you're doing it. Now you're coming right. All right. All right, come, lady. What do you think about it? You believe me as God's prophet? Your kidney trouble left you since you're coming across the platform. Let's say praise the Lord. Now you're believing. Just a moment. When I turned around, that lady was healed. That yes. The gray-headed lady sitting here, right back there with that green polka dot dress on. You had back trouble too, didn't you, sister? All right, you're healed now. You can go and be well. God bless you, sister. Let's say praise the Lord. Bring the lady. All right, sister, what do you think about him? You believe? Put your handkerchief in your other hand. Lay your hand on mine. What does that look like to you? Strange looking sight there, isn't it? Cancer. Come here just a moment. You know when the angel of the Lord met me, that's the first thing he said, so not even cancer will stand before the prayer. Do you believe it? I want you to repeat this and watch my hand. Repeat this as I say from your heart. Lord Jesus, now I want you to watch. See that moving on my hand? Lord Jesus, I believe you. I accept you as my healer. I believe that there was a supernatural being said these things to Brother Branham. I believe his presence is here now. I accept my healing. Now what happened? Something changed there, didn't it? Vibration stopped, didn't it? Your faith has made you whole, sister. Your cancer is dead. Oh, my poor little baby. Pack again over here. A little fellow braces on his leg. Come here, darling. You love Jesus, man? All of her body by your head. Just a minute. A little cripple boy. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for child simplicity. Thank Thee for this darling little babe. I pray, dear God, that You'll heal the little thing tonight. This horrible enemy has struck the little lad in his youth. But I hold his little body against mine and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that You heal him. May this leave him. Come out of him, thou demon. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, little boy, you can whatever it is. All right. Take the child down there and take the braces off of it and bring it back on around the platform here walking without them. God's healed the baby. All right, come, lady. Do you believe? You accept me as God's servant? Thank you.
Hold on. Is that wrong?
You're going to be well.
As an adjective, they call them.
That's wrong. Nothing you know, just something that couldn't be said before this audience that only God Almighty would know. How about it, sister? Is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
Nothing but God alone was there when this happened. That's right, the lady and God alone. It's true, isn't it, lady?
Yes.
The home where Jesus has made you well. God bless you. Are you a believer? With all your heart? All your mind, all your soul? Oh, he's so wonderful. He's sure to make every one of you well. Don't you believe it? Baby? Or lady back on the track. Here comes a little boy with his braces off. Let's say praise the Lord. There's the baby. Holy old. One foot up, it tickles his foot there. Let's say praise the Lord.
God bless you, brother.
Do you believe? What do you think about it? Jesus is here. What do you think about it, brother? Amen. What do you think about it, sir? With a white shirt on sitting there. You'd like to get over that rupture, wouldn't you? Amen. All right, stand up and receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. What about your wife sitting there with that tumor? You'd like to get over too, wouldn't you, lady? Raise up and receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There. What about the young lady sitting there with epilepsy? You want to get over it, lady? If you do, rise up and receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a moment. Mr. Reverend, just a minute. Oh, if you only knew. Where's the ministers of God that believes in divine healing? Come here, minister. Come here in front of me just a minute. Ministers of the gospel who believe in divine healing. I'm going to show you the glory of the Lord. Line right up here in front of me just a moment. One day it come to pass, it was so great that our master could not touch the people. He sent other 70. My brethren, do you believe in this with all your heart? How many of you are sick and needy? Scatter back this way, brethren. Move way out here, make the line long. You ministers standing right out this way now, turn this way. You in this line, turn this way. And you in that line over there, turn this way. You in this line here, turn that way. How many believe that God's glory sticks to fall in this building and not be a feeble one among us? I believe he's here. My brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to represent my hands and God's hands tonight. And I'm going to stand at this microphone, bow my head in prayer, while you start laying hands on these people. And I believe there will not be a feeble one in our midst by the time you get through them laying your hands on the sick. Now I want every sick person in here that's sick and wants to be healed to stand up on your feet right now. You that's able to. Turn this way, ministers. Don't fail to let you touch each one. All right? You sick people, lay your hands over on one another. Turn around this way, minister, towards your audience. Are you now ready to receive your healing? That's right, the lady's already healed, standing there. There's another one healed, standing right there. God bless you, yes, brother. There you are. You're through with that. Throw it away from you. That's right. That was he with asthma standing right there. That lady you hear with cancer standing right there. Hear that lady standing right there with brucellosis healed. That man there with his eyes. God has made you well, my brother. There, minister, walk forward in the name of the Lord. Lay your hands on him. Almighty God.
We come to you in this crucial moment, believing that you're here. Lord God, we now represent you, laying hands upon the sick. Satan, you've lost the battle. Thou demon, I adjure you to come out of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave every one of them. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, cripples, stand up on your feet. There comes the cripples up out of the wheelchairs. A cripple coming up. The people are being healed. Accept it right now. Raise up your hands and give God praise. There's a crippled woman, another crippled woman, a crippled man. The power of God is here. Go forward.
Give it. Do it there, as you can. And bring your patience. If you check these cards here, everybody, you have any numbers there, please. If you're not your father up the line, look, say what you all need. You start praying and believing. Will you do it? Will you there pray and believe? Will you do what I ask? Believe you there, here, and you there, and you there. You just pray and ask. Say, Lord, you help me. And if God will speak and help me, lady, you believe in one thing. And the scripture, you and the scripture. You all, you believe with all your heart. A little girl here, lady, I don't know none of you. I've never seen you in my life as a new life. You're all strangers to me. And back out there, you didn't have prayer cards and so forth. I don't know you. I don't know one person here. I believe I know this lady sitting here. I believe you're in Tennessee. I believe you're healed and white, your little girl is something you don't have ever. I recognize her. And down through that line there, I don't recognize anyone. I know this lady sitting here. She's a nurse or something like that. You're with her. All right, sir. I believe that's it. Now, up in the galleries and the balconies of it, just have faith and believe. Now, I believe with all your heart. Just let everything drop aside. Just say, now I'm going to lay everything aside, and I'm going to watch. Now, if I tell the truth, our Heavenly Father will speak of me. If I tell not the truth, you have nothing to do with you. Is that fair? That's fair. Now, let the Heavenly Father, who I pray with you, and if you'll come and confirm what I've said to be the truth. I'm just a little short now. The microphone to me. I don't know where I'm at when I'm doing this many times and comes up on me. How many know that scripture? Well, Daniel saw one vision. He was troubled in his head for many days. Is that right? And Jesus, when a woman touched his garment, he said, I perceive that virtue has gone from you. Dr. Wheat, he lay in the back of a boat and didn't even know the storm was on. I'll be ready. Now, you're the patient, aren't you? Now, I'm just want to talk. Can you hear my voice back there now before I'm at? All right. Now, be reverent, everyone. I believe you're strangers to me, lady. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. Well, then we're perfect strangers now. Now, of course, you feel a real odd feeling. Now, that's nothing to hurt you. That's just the anointing that's coming on me. And you're believing me. You believe me. Because I can feel it well from you, and I know that you are a believer. Now, that won't hurt you. It's to heal you, to make you well. Now, if there's anything in your life or concerning you that I have no way of knowing it, unless it be revealed to me through the Spirit. Is that right? That's your supernatural one. Now, if we're strangers, hold up your hand there so the people see. They don't know. And the only thing that you know now that is a real kind of sacred, calm feeling, a kind of satisfied feeling. If that's true so the people can see it. Now, what it is, audience, it's moving down just now. The Lord Jesus, the Spirit that was up on him, and my body is becoming moved out now. And my life, now it looks milky around over the audience. Now, I don't know where I can talk to you much longer or not. It's part of the scripture. Now, I want you to understand, lady, that it's truly just the Spirit of the Lord. Now, Jesus, when he stood, it was the same thing, the same way, the same operation. And it's not me. He said, the world won't see me after a little while, but you'll see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Now, what I'm trying to do now is just get a contact of your spirit. You're human. And the woman at the well, he talked to her and said, go get me a drink, just to get a conversation. Then he told her just exactly what was the matter with her. Is that right? Now, if his spirit is here tonight, it can do you the same way. Is that right? Now, isn't he lovely? Wonderful Christ, isn't he? I've loved him, lady, with all my heart. I love him now.
Now, I don't know if they go into the dark lane there, I'll be under witchcraft and wizards, and, but I know who I have believed. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that, but that's the medicine against the devil. Yes, ma'am. Now, I see standing before you, you've just been under an operation, haven't you? You've had an operation some time ago. Then years ago, it was for a tumor, and that tumor was on the face, and I believe, is that right? I see the surgeons when they're performing the operation. That tumor has come back again, isn't that right? Is that true?
That's true.
All right, you're healed. You can walk up that one. Another thing, I noticed now you've been praying in, and you've never, and in your life, you haven't had a satisfaction to live just like you've always wanted to live. Is that right? That's going to be granted to you, sister. You go on. You're going to be all right. I see you praying, and I mean praying by prayer, and that, God bless you. You're going to be. Let's say praise to God. It's blessed. You can look at her. She's all right. She's well. Oh, my. Bless her little heart. Bring her. Come, sweetheart. Does she have a prayer card? Hi there, honey. The mother. Don't we? I want you to look this way to me. Do you believe me as his prophet, as God's prophet? I'm a stranger to you. I don't know the baby. I've never seen him. But that baby has a heart trouble. Isn't that right? It was born with a heart trouble. It was born in that condition. Is that right? I heard a doctor say that. Now, you prayed. And when you heard that I was going to have this meeting, you said, if I can get it to Brother Graham and he'll pray for it, it'll get well. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind, but I'm telling you what you did. Is that right? All right, bring the baby to me. Almighty God, the author of life and the giver of every good gift, I bless this child in the name of thy Son, Jesus, to affirm the faith of this mother. May this child live and be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this heart trouble to leave the baby. Amen. Don't worry about your child. Your child will be all right. Take it on. Let's say thanks to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Brought him again from the dead. Now he's here to heal and to make well. Now, all right, we will. All right. Everyone ready? Heal and to make well. Now, all right, we will. All right. Everyone ready? Now, if you'll notice the audience, the expression on the people's faces begin to draw near the platform. See what I mean? If you could only see it, it's what this is now. How many have seen the picture of it when they cut it? I see your hands up like this. Or George J. Lady, the FBI, and all of them down. It's near us right here now. That's what's the matter with the lady. She feels that. Now, there's something wrong with her. I feel it moving against me. It's like a dark cloud. What it is, I do not know. I just want you to look this way just a moment. I try to be just as calm as I can. And we're strangers, I believe. I don't know you. I don't believe I ever seen you. And then we'd be perfectly total strangers.
We don't know.
Yes. Now, there's nothing here that will hurt you. I want you to look this way to me. Just look to me and believe with all your heart you're going to be here. Do you believe?
Yes.
All right. If I know anything wrong with you, it'll have to come from our Heavenly Father. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, you just do it. Because I see you're coughing. But that's just a tickling in your throat. That is your trouble. I see you. Oh, yes. You just had surgery. No, you've just been examined. And you've got cancer. And the cancer is located on the wound. The doctor told you there's nothing you need done for. Now, there's only one hope that you have, and that is in Christ Jesus. Is that right? Are those things true what was said?
Yes.
Then, do you believe if I ask you, you'll get well?
Yes.
You'll be as
yes.
Smart as man?
Yes.
Would you bow your head on it? Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy mercy, and I pray thee to bless this woman who I bless in thy name.
Yes.
And may now your spirit come upon her, she wants to live, and I ask for this blessing, and may this hideous answer, believe the woman in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, Christian. Now go testify in this evening. We praise Him with all your heart.
All right. Then go ahead. How do you do? Do you believe with all your heart? You have these strange feelings, don't you? Especially in the late part of the afternoon, I see you sitting kind of weary-like feelings. You're nervous is what's the matter with you. It's due to time of menopause. It's the change in time of life. You get real weary thoughts. A few days ago, when you heard of this meeting, you told God that if you get up and you be prayed for and you be healed. Isn't that right? And you're taking some kind of shots for that, aren't you, sister? Yes, I see you're taking, I see him give it to you. Isn't that right? Come here. Do you believe me as God's prophet? Have I told you the truth? Do you believe that comes from God? Well, if I told you what was truth then by the Spirit of God, I tell you what's truth now. You go out of here and be real happy. You're going to be well, for Christ has blessed you, and you're going out to be well. God bless you, sister. Could we say thanks to you, God? That might not seem very much to you, but what if that was you? Have faith in God. Believe Him with all your heart, and God will bring us to heaven. How do you do, Amen? I believe we're strangers too, aren't we?
Well, I've been in this
church. Oh, well, that's service for you. And Lord, he's at the Mayo High School Auditorium.
Yes.
We had that nice service, the best of my meaning. You couldn't get a prayer card. But there, then, when you got this prayer card, how happy you felt. You singing in your prayers, if you could get in the prayer line, God would make you well. You're wondering now how I'm going to say it. You're suffering with a heart trouble. Isn't that right? You have a heart trouble, it's enlarged heart. And you also, if you have a gallbladder trouble too, if you're trying, don't you have stones in the gallbladder? Is that right? Go on your way to be well, sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let me bless you. Let's say praise be to our Lord. That might seem very strange to you, but that's the same thing that Congressman Upshaw, when he was an inmate for 66 years, has made whole. He's here. His presence is here now. He knows all things. He can do all things. Do you believe that, lady? Do you believe it, lady? You believe with all your heart, do you? What about in here? I want you to clear now. Keep praying. Believe it all your heart. All right, baby. Come on. Everyone who will raise it. I trust to God that we get down in this triple line just in a little bit. How do you do, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe? You believe that God will make you well? Like you're at Asthma Commission with me. They said, well, Lord, if you have believed, it will be to you, and may God bless you. That was really. Just a moment. Everyone, you're reverent now. Someone right in here saying, seems like something just pulls me. It's getting weak. How do you do that? I could see that you're a believer. Have that lovely feeling. If our Lord Jesus was here, He could tell you what was wrong with you. He could help you, too. And then if he was standing here, the only thing he could do would be tell you what was wrong with you, your hindrance or something. Isn't that right? He's already made the atonement for your healing. Now let's just wait just a moment. Would you like to be free from that nervousness? You would? Raise up your hand like this. Say, thank you, Lord. Now go on your road and be well. Let's say, praise the Lord. Do you love him? He's here now. Sister, stop worrying about your bell right there. He's going to get all right. Little bell has been over. He's going to be all right. Father, back over the child. If I have no fear now, he's going to be all right. Everyone ready? All right, come, lady. Do you believe you can be God's servant? You do. Do you believe that the Jesus that bore the cross of Calvary stands present now here at the platform to make you well?
I do.
You do. You've been failing for a while, haven't you?
Yes.
All right. You like it over that ass one that you have? Come here just a moment. Father, I bless this woman in the name of our Son Jesus that she's made well. Grant this kind blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, ladies. Don't fear no more. Go on your road and be happy. Christ makes you whole. Let's say praise the Lord. You love him with all your heart now? You feel a lot different now, don't you? See, that nervousness is left you, that teaching. Now, many times we say nervousness, get next to yourself. That isn't to be done. It's something that causes us. Now, when you're standing there, I look like a black cloud comes floating up against you, don't you? That's fine. You're all right now. Now, go on the peace of God to your home. Because you're going to be there. All right, everyone, let me bring you with it. How do you do? Mercy was the God. The grace of God. Yes. You believe him as you are. Did you hear him? Do you believe it with all your heart? Come here again. Merciful Heavenly Father, I come in the name of thy Son Jesus as your servant, asking for the deliverance of this woman. Grant her Almighty God, may she go from here tonight a normal, well person in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you understand me all right now? Do you I won't have to do
nothing. No.
You're all right now. You're here all right. Okay. You're here now. You can go on the road and you're open. God bless you, sister. Let's say thanks be to God, the little woman. Yes. All right. Everybody be here. All right, come. Do not fear. Only have faith. Our Lord is here to make you well. You're very fearful. There's something wrong. I don't. Yes, I do. Can't you? You know that? You're scared and so taken. Have faith in God. You're in His presence now, sister. The only thing that can ever help you, can ever do you any good, you're standing near it now. Not I, your brother, but this that you know is present by you. You're conscious of that, aren't you? You know that there's something there. All right, come here just a moment. I want to show you something. Don't you look at my hand? Looks just like an ordinary man's hand, doesn't it? I want to show you the effects of the cancer. Lay your hand here all night. Over there. Those little white things running across my hand? God would call that a vibration of cancer. Let the audience look at that. Watch here, I'll take my hand off. Look at my hand now. I'll put my hand on. Put this other hand over here on the sister. Come here, Billy. I know there's nothing wrong with you. Touch my belly, please. I'm going to touch my hand now. Just normally like any other man, is that right? I watch here, I'll put my hand on. I'll put your left hand on. Now, change your hand. Now, put this hand on. Out of there. See what I mean? Now, there's something that you know that's there. Now, I believe in the vision told you what it was. And I think in you was a power. In other words, it's a growth, a living. Now, when you were born, you were just a little germ in the womb of your mother. And you begin to develop cells from birth to a child. You're where you are now, a multiplication of cells. Is that right? Now there's something else in there that's got a multiplication of cells, which is called cancer. It's got a life, a different life from yours. It's in you, eating you up. Now that life in there, and you being anointed, and you know that there's something going on, don't you? Now watch here, when you put your hand on there, that's the result of that. Now Jesus said in the Bible here, they shall lay hands on the sick. Is that right? That's what we need. Let's see it. Now move your hand, too, real quick here. I put my hand on, there's no difference. Now, I don't see Stephen. Now, I can't make it legal in you. I know what you have. Now, there's a life in there. A growth, malignant. We'll take her life. It's something new. Now, the only thing that happened, you like, if you take her life out of her, her body would drop down here dead. It would still be here, but it wouldn't be active. But she'd finally decay and go away. Now, if that life goes out of cancer, if the cancer dies, the woman will be all right for about 72 hours, then when the cancer begins to decay or rot, then corruption sets in, and if cancer is going in there, the girl is dead like a tumor or something, and a lot of blood, and then her heart stream and her blood stream picks up and makes her have fever and sit for about 24 hours, something like that, maybe a little longer, and then she gets all right. And I watch this. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses better than one for the Sabbath. Is that right? How many says that's true? All right. The woman's a stranger to me. I don't remember what was told her, but I know it was cancer. But what I said was the truth, wasn't it? Now, if you're a stranger, and we're both human, and you come there, you lay your hand on mine. Now, first thing, there's one witness that has told you what was wrong or what was done or what was right, doesn't it? That's one witness. There's another witness that there's something physically taking place that you see with your own eyes. Look, when they're right where it was, run over my hand, you see? Face. You never saw it at all. Isn't that right? Had that for some time. I never seen in my life, and how would I know that? You know there's a supernatural something anointing here, isn't it? Now, if God could take that. If it could leave you, that would stop. If it doesn't, I can't make it go. But do you believe me? Do you accept me as God's prophet? Jesus Christ is your healer. You do that? And believe that I've told you the truth. Let us pray. Our audience, I just want to discover the truth again. Whether they'll leave or not, I do not know. I want her to watch. I want her eyes open, watching my hand. I want you to notice, ladies. It isn't somebody out there thinking. Don't think it's a mental telepathy. It is not. Now you can get that out of your mind. But it's not. Mental telepathy is still something like this. You say you're reading a woman's mind. That's right. But I'm no mind reader. Jesus Christ read the people's minds. Is that right? He perceived their thoughts. But Jesus said, you ever see a mind reader preaching the gospel? You see a little old sign sitting out there in the street charging people to deceive them. But Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. A corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit, neither can a good tree bring forth corrupt fruit. Is that right? And it's not in the telepathy. Certainly it's not. You see, it's not the position you see your hands in, it's everywhere, see. But I want you to walk on, and if it leaves, I want you to leave. If it leaves, all right. If it doesn't, Yes. Only thing I know is this is, mate. Please keep your time. Go to meeting and see. If it leaves you, you'll get well. Not your faith in God, but the same. But I shall help. It's very clean. And if it leaves you, that will be faith. But it will never come again if you disbelieve. You've got to believe. If that is salvation, you've got to believe you're saved. That's the thing. But now, everyone bow your head. And if anyone sitting where you're called hearing, you can keep your head down during this time and do not raise your head while I'm calling. I want you, ladies, to patience to watch. You're the one who has the chance. Our Heavenly Father, thou knowest all things and know that I'm not here trying to make a public show to display your divine gift. But my heart is thrilled tonight to know that here in this city, that your spirit has anointed your servant to see and to know these things. And here's just my people, my brothers, my mother, many of my loved ones, who's sitting here. Oh God, I thank you that thou art ever near. And now this lady has come with the cancer, a hideous demon, all in the medical and cancer. You would call it a demon, which it is a tormentor of her body. Knowing that life is just a little while for her, except thou will help her. I pray you to be merciful. I'd ask now that this woman here might see and show the physical results and how my arm is sticking and dying to the life that the sleep or something of where the power of that enemy that seeks to take her life. God have mercy. Thou, O Spirit, are taking you down the woman. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, believe her and ask him. Now, everyone here is, I haven't opened my eyes, but ladies, it hasn't changed, has it? Except the same as the blood. The cancer is still there, too. Now, you have faith now, but pray, everyone, bow your head now, keep in prayer. You are. Father, please, if I have been wrong, and forgive me. This enemy is trying to hold up her life. Dear God, standing up yonder, you, the Spirit, who came to me that night in that room and told me to go do these things, and you'd be with me, you have blessed the Lord and the truth of these truths. And now, Lord, I come humbly in your name to ask this blessing. Now, the devil, thank you, Father, please don't hold it against me. Besides, I get to be a public show. But, Lord, bless the dear woman. And give her this great witness that she's got in my hand here that I'm knowing her life is just a few days more, unless I will have her. She should go home in courage and be made better. Bless thy servant, Lord. I testify to you. My new spirit is my name, they shall cast out devils. Help me as a good father in this spirit of faith to challenge this great, greatest demon that's taken her life. God's demon called cancer. I come in the representative name of Jesus Christ, the God of Calvary. I charge thee by his breath, claiming as with the divine healing that was ministered to me by an angel, that you're aware of. Come out of the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, believe her. I lay before I open my eyes. Something happened to me, didn't it?
Yeah.
You can raise your head before I do.
Something's happened. You're healing. You know what it is? Go home now. You're going to be well. God bless you. Oh, so thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Now, bring the lady here again just a moment, if you will. Come here, sister. I want the audience here to see my hand now. Come right back around this place to see what's happened to you. Now, why wouldn't I take a hold of your hand? Big black cross is going to cross my hand. Look at it now. Now, something's happened, hasn't it?
Yeah.
That's how it
is.
Your Savior, he's here at the platform. The very same act that was in the scriptures being done right here. Believest thou this? All right.
Esther? All right, come. How to do? Very kind looking person, not to see the Christian. How would I know you were a Christian? You remember the Spirit was up on our Lord? That when Philip comes in, he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, to whom there's no God." Mother. He said, "Once Philip saw me," he said, "when you were in the tree, and I know you when they told you you had heart trouble." Isn't that right? I'm going to be well in the name of the Lord. Let's say praise the Lord. Let's hear the Lord and say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That sounds good. All right, come now, bring the lady, if you will. How do you, sister? You and I are perfect strangers, aren't we? I do not know you. I want to speak to you just kind of something. I quit moving before me. You have a fear.
Mm-hmm.
All the brain. Mm-hmm. I can see in the room. Is that right?
Yes.
Now nobody at all would see that, only Almighty God. Is that right?
Yes.
Those are who in the best see. Only Almighty God would know it. Well, that was told the lady just now, and I see her, that she was healed. And told it now. Is that right, lady?
That's right.
All right, you're healed. You have healed. You can go on your own. Let's say thanks be to our Lord Jesus. Everyone now. Amen. That faith in God, God will bring it to pass. You believe? Our Lord Jesus is here now. Friends, I'm afraid you're not conscious of what's going on. The great God of eternity, the God who made the heavens and earth, the God that was upon our Lord Jesus, brought him from the dead, anointed him, and went about doing good. He said, "In this all praying and judges to go and get us tonight. He's here now. You ready? Believe it or not, I'll admit it. Everyone, you ready? All right, come. You're just a little lady. All right, come here just a minute. How do you do, sister? You believe her? Well, there, for you show me now. Now, that will not hurt you, see. That's to do you good. Now, there's something wrong with you. I see you crossing the street, and you're getting down from slow. You have a light-looking dress, and you lean back. It's arthritis, isn't it? Is that right? Arthritis? You get out of bed in the morning, I see you finally move slowly, don't you, because you can't hardly get up. But you have believed. You expect me as God's prophet? Raise up your hands in the name of the Lord. Stop your feet up and down. There are a lot of seeds. You go up the path of the nation's path. After this thing, thank the Lord and go ahead.
Okay.
Let's say praise the Lord right in the name of God. Thank God. All right, thank you. Come, ladies. How do you, ladies? You're trying to believe, aren't you, ladies? I have faith. I know what's wrong with you. But you just feel a little faith to be able to get up from here and go home. I have faith. How do you, ladies? You're the one to come near the patient. I don't think it's seen. I see a table coming before me. It's got food on it and you're refusing it. You have stomach trouble, which is caused by an acid condition, a toxic which is in the stomach causing a nervous condition, causing food to sour and have acid in your stomach and so forth. Do you believe me as God's prophet? Is that true? Is that right? Do you believe me as God's prophet? Go home and eat what you want to. Jesus Christ makes you all. God bless you all. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, bring the lady. That faith in God went out, how did you, sister? You believe that me is God's servant? If I am able to know your life by the Spirit of God, then I'll be God's servant. You believe that? You also are suffering with a stomach trouble. You have a female disorder too, don't you? Isn't that right? What do you think happened, man? You were healed. You're off the platform. You know well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't sit down or fear anymore. Just go believe him. You believe it all in your heart? How many of you believe out there?
There are a fellow over here laying on the stretcher holding your hand. You believe in him? With all your heart? You believe all in God's service? Remember 1900 years ago, coming driving down through the streets of Jerusalem, kind of old wrecked cross, dragging out the bloody footprints of the barrier, and he throw up the tower, his little frail body fell, one of the old diamonds, the serene, blue line, left him there to fall. You know what that's wrong with you. You believe it? You expect me to stop the prophet? You believe that I tell the truth? It's going to happen with you, isn't that right? You believe it all your heart? If you believe I just take up that wrong hand. Father, don't call it very good, Mother. Say that to you, the Lord. Come on, you believe it all your heart. You believe it all your heart? What do you want to expect to hear? How do you think? You believe it all your heart? Do we have the God's prophet? Do you expect the God's prophet to do all of this? You're not going to do the same. Is that right? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, see your feet in a good strength and you can take your heart to their own. You do it? God's up. Raise up our Lord. You know what I mean? Right. Oh, come on, God. I'm going to take this and take this. Tell me something about your own.
Not only that, but that's when you hold your hand. Except Jesus Christ is made for hold.